Any thoughts about where combined immunotherapy, the regimen we've heard the most about has been Ipi-Nivo, but there are others out there in terms of where that's heading? And again, thinking about predictors, what kind of profile might match up with that?
So Ipi-Nivo, I think, is going to be a challenge in lung cancer. And you can't fault them for not doing a good study and not having all of the appropriate controls in there. The problem is that we have a fair bit of evidence, at least in lung cancer, that nivolumab is not as good as pembrolizumab. It has a series of negative first-line studies, and pembrolizumab has a series of positive first-line studies. The problem there is it now means that because Nivo is part of that backbone, this then becomes an uninterpretable regime. You know, is Nivo-Ipi just making Nivo alone as good as pembro? I mean, that's the challenge. I think it opens up the field to saying, can we add a CTLA-4 inhibitor to our preferred PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibitor, which wouldn't be nivolumab, and that's interesting. Again, you know, let's be honest. These additional checkpoints are not going to work in everybody. The immunotherapy field has been reluctant to consider the idea of personalized medicine until literally it was hammering on the door saying, look, guys, you spent $100 million and you have a negative study, and then suddenly they're interested. We will need predictive biomarkers to say, who needs CTLA-4? Who needs LAG-3? Who needs TIM-3? And that has to come.
That's a really interesting point, though, about the Nivo. I guess you're bringing up the question of Nivo makes me wonder, do you think other CTLA-4 PD-1 combinations maybe would be more successful than Ipi-Nivo? And again, I know there's some data that's coming out, you know, looking at durvalumab, and I think it's tremelimumab. Any thoughts about that?
I mean, there are some small phase 2 studies going on, but I think what people are starting to look at is, okay, add one of these things into pembrolizumab. That's what we really want to see. You know, is Ipi-Nivo, you know, if I be as uncharitable as possible, is Ipi-Nivo just a way of making inadequate Nivo almost as good as pembro? I mean, and cost more and give you more side effects. I mean, that's the least charitable interpretation.
Are there studies looking at other CTLA-4 plus pembro?
Yeah, they're small studies at present. They're not sort of registrational studies, but they're starting to explore that. But even if they're positive, it's not that adding in a CTLA-4 is going to work in everybody. And I think if you sort of said, you know, your problem is you don't have enough TILs, then CTLA-4 makes fine. If you've got a tumor stuffed full of TILs and they're just not working because of some other checkpoint, CTLA-4 is probably not going to do anything.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to Dr. Camidge, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Lung Cancer Update.